Welcome to Rediscovering You, the podcast where we empower you to rediscover your life and manifest your dreams. I'm Laura Flowers, a transformational life coach with nearly 20 years of experience in the fields of psychology, mental health, and education. No matter where you are or what you've been through, it's never too late to reimagine your future. Whether you're ready to pivot, redefine success on your own terms, or simply take that first step towards a more fulfilling life, Rediscovering You is here to support and guide you. Each episode, we will share inspiring stories, practical tools, and powerful insights to help you break free from limiting beliefs and manifest the life you've always dreamed of. Are you ready to rewrite your story? Let's get started. Welcome to Rediscovering You, episode 33. Today, I am thrilled to introduce to you Julie Mady. Julie is a trauma-informed relationship coach and certified embodied processing practitioner. She specializes in helping couples break free from emotional barriers and build deeper connections. Julie has 12 years of experience in trauma-informed care. She takes a holistic, body-based approach to healing, helping couples address the root causes of emotional disconnection so that they can create stronger and more fulfilling relationships. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Hi, thank you, Laura. It's nice to be here.
Hey. So one of the things that you specialize in that I really wanted to start our conversation with is trauma, and that you are so passionate about empowering your clients, whether you're working individually or in a couple setting, to help them work through their traumas. Can you share a little bit about why you're so drawn to this particular aspect of helping people?
Well, I have my own childhood trauma that I had to learn how to navigate and live with and learn how to manage all those symptoms. But I didn't even realize I had that trauma until later in life, until I was like, you know, maybe in my mid 30s. And I had worked in the trauma field for a while, helping children and families, you know, rebuild their lives and their relationships after severe traumatic experiences within their family unit or even outside. So that kind of triggered, I think, a lot of stuff in myself that I wasn't even aware of. And it's just when you see people who are stuck in that struggle and like almost like, you know, pushing through life without realizing that there could be ways to help themselves, you know, manage all those symptoms. I think it's really important to just educate people because we're all our own, you know, entity, and we can all learn how to help ourselves and help grow and heal. So I think that's really important.
You bring up a really interesting point that I think resonates for so many people that are survivors of different types of trauma, is that we don't like to look at ourselves naturally as victims. And so a lot of us don't even recognize that we've experienced trauma and that it is stored in us and that it is actually manifesting in ways that we, our conscious minds, are not even like connecting the dots and putting it together. And you shared your own personal experience of not realizing that you actually had trauma and it until you were in your 30s. Would you mind sharing about like how you came to realize that, oh, there's something here that I need to take a look at?
Yeah, I think when I realized that, well, I'm married and happily married. I'm now, I know people love right now all the like secure attachment and like learning about their attachment wounds, which is super important. But I think looking back, I was very fearful of being in relationships. I didn't know how to be vulnerable. A lot of the time I was codependent. Like if And even in my romantic relationships, also my friendships, like I would, try and fix things, or if somebody didn't feel comfortable, I would like try and like, would almost take that on, like other people's emotions. And it really started to just hit in my 30s when, I became serious with my husband, and all of that stuff started like coming up for me. And the overreactions, the emotional dysregulation, not living and being in a, like showing myself in a way that I know was possible, like not being able to show love fully or accept love fully, like not being able to trust that it was real and it wasn't going to go away. And being anxious about that. Like I said, not being able to be vulnerable and just like really had to look at myself and be like, what is going on here? Like, and my husband helped me out a lot. Like, whenever I would get defensive, like he would clarify, like, I don't know what is going on, but I'm like your partner. You don't have to be defensive right now. Like he would really like help and like calm me down so I could be more self-aware, and increase that like emotional capacity that I didn't have before. But it was really like just becoming self-aware and like, how am I behaving and acting like towards people that love me? And choose, and like I choose to love them too. And that was from that relational standpoint. And then when I had my daughter, when we have kids, that brings up a whole nother set of trauma that, again, it was like those emotional reactions. It's like when something triggers you, like, how are you responding to that? Is it like valid? Like it, things can seem so big when you have trauma. Like anything that triggers you can feel like, it's almost like the end, like even for small things. And yeah, just really looking at myself and like recognizing those patterns in myself.
You bring up some really, really good points, and I think one that I want to highlight is that when you notice that you're having a really big emotional reaction to something that another person might perceive as being like a very small or insignificant problem, if you're noticing the size of your reaction is so disproportionate to what the trigger is, then that's often a signal that there's something underneath that needs addressing, that there's some unhealed wound, that there's something there that has been triggered or touched by the circumstances and is needing to be looked at.
And you can use those as opportunities. Like, if you can create that space where you're not just automatically reacting, and really like assessing the situation at face value rather than like those huge emotions that they trigger inside of you, you can really be using those times as opportunities to dig a little deeper and like create new responses in yourself and form like different reactions to things. And it's really beautiful. Like I started just meditating. Somatic meditation helped me a lot to help like get me back in my body. Yoga thing, like doing body scans throughout the day, setting intentions, reminding myself what I'm grateful for, so I'm focusing on different things. And just kind of, I had to take like a whole like inventory of, what I was doing to help myself. I had a really stressful job. So that was also adding to my like stress levels and the capacity that I could take, for things to go wrong. like day to day, like little minor inconveniences, like that are just normal. Like we're not going to avoid them. They're just, life is life. It's going to throw things at you. Just, really sitting with myself and like growing and being able to handle all of those emotions. And like now, whenever I'm triggered, now that I understand like how my trauma lives in my body, I can literally feel it. Like if I'm getting upset, like I'll feel my jaw like clench. And I know that's a sign that I've been triggered. I could yell right now, or I can respond thoughtfully. And once you have that, like you can feel that sensation, like you understand what's going on, and you're like, okay, I don't want to yell. My child or my dog or my partner or whoever, whatever's happening, like you don't want to do that because that's not going to help the relationship, and that only like embeds those things further in you. So just doing all of that was super helpful.
And I think that having that pause when you notice the physical sensations in your body, like for you, the clenching of your jaw, to be able to be mindful enough to pause, to stop yourself and to say, oh, okay, like I'm triggered and I'm going to either yell or I'm going to stop and I'm going to choose thoughtfully how to respond rather than react to what is happening right now. And you talk a lot about doing somatic work and, about getting more into your body. And I know that one of your titles is to be an embodied processing practitioner. Can you explain what that is and how that's helpful?
Yeah, every time I do that work, it's just, it almost brings tears. Well, it has brought tears to my eyes. Now I'm getting used to it a little bit more, so I'm not as sensitive. But when, so basically, what it is, it because a lot of people with trauma can't feel their feelings, right? They've been suppressed or they dissociate, they numb out. And a lot of times, even though we think we may have a handle on what has happened to us, maybe we've talked about it, a lot of the times we're not actually processing what happened on a deep emotional level and what that really felt like. And so that's what embodied processing does. It helps people get back into their body and learn to feel those emotions, so you're not, stuck in your mind so much anymore and creating stories around that emotion. It's the true feeling of it. And when you're in your body, certain things will come up and you're able to see it from like the time that it happened, but also as an adult. So you're able to get clarity and answers and just kind of be there for yourself in a way that you weren't able to as a child, or maybe that your caregivers or weren't able to, right? People that you relied on for that emotional support, maybe they weren't able to for their own personal reasons, but you're able to do it. And that's super empowering to people because those are your emotions. And that once you can get a handle on them and realize like things weren't my fault, you start like detaching from those stories and you just get a really good sense of yourself, and you get clear on like ways you can move forward. And then when you process those emotions at their root, the next time they come up, you can recognize them and you have a bigger capacity to hold them. So, does that make sense what I'm saying?
It does. It does. And because I think a lot of people, when they're trying to tackle, their problems that they're having, they approach it very much from their minds, like from the neck up, thinking about like the thought processes, the narratives that we have, trying to think about the logical answers and how to, how to sort things out. And that's all well and good to a certain extent, but true lasting healing, and especially when we're coming from trauma from a younger age, really requires a more holistic approach if it's going to be as lasting and powerful as we want for the clients that we work with, so that they can have these true transformational changes and not be subject to being triggered by things and then getting lost in the emotional cycle of what that could happen. Because I want to shift to talking relationships a little bit now, because I know that, for those of us that are still working through trauma, either, at the conscious level or not yet, it pops up in our relationships and how we interact with others, particularly with those closest to us. Can you talk a bit about what you see in your work and how maybe, people's traumas might be playing into difficulties that are manifesting in their current relationships?
I think it's all just so I like getting to the root of things. That was my job for like 12 years, right? That's why I like trauma. I just like getting to the root. And I think at the root of all of the relationship issues that we see, no matter what like you call it, it's always gonna be, based in fear. And the shame, unworthiness. There's like certain, things that get embedded in us when we do have childhood trauma. And then all of those behaviors that we see in our relationship, I think they just like surface differently. Yeah, and it makes you anxious. It can make you avoid your feelings. If you didn't have anybody to sit with you and process things or learn how to be vulnerable, or maybe, your feelings were very inconvenient as a child, you're gonna have it's not gonna feel natural or comfortable for you to be vulnerable or show those emotions in relationships. It's scary. You were shut down before. It's just fear. And then also, like, if you're anxious, maybe you feel like you're too much or something. It's like you're fearing that rejection too. It's all going to be based in those like those fearful like emotions. So I think people a lot of the times we like to identify as something, because especially like we just want to understand ourselves like, what's going on? Like, why am I like this? It's like you're perfectly fine. You're just scared. You're just scared. We don't have to have labels on everything. When you get to the root of something, it all just starts to unravel anyways. When you actually get to the root of like what is driving those behaviors, and we're all human, and I think we're all kind of like we ebb and flow, right? With our feelings and our thoughts, depending on what's going on or what's triggering us at the time. So I think it's important to remember that too when when you're like searching and stuff, like, don't identify too much with that. You're human. You have trauma. Like, does that make sense what I'm
It
saying?
totally makes sense. Absolutely. Yes. And I get like the knee-jerk reaction to want to go jump on Google and try to label it and put a name to it. But then we run the risk of pathologizing ourselves and not seeing ourselves as like this whole perfect human, fully capable of healing, and all of the totalities of our experiences that have led us to be who we are. You spoke about getting to the root of the problem and how important that is in your work. And I am so curious, when you're able to help your clients understand and see, maybe for the first time, what the true root cause is to how things are manifesting in their present lives, is it sometimes very surprising to them or unexpected what they uncover? Or is it more typically like, oh, yeah, I guess I could see that.
I think a lot of the times it's, I guess I can see that. It's kind of like you have an idea of where something originated from. But actually seeing like the actual event. So like sometimes whole memories will pop up, right? With certain things, you'll like suddenly be in like your grandma's backyard or like, you know, a tree that you really liked and you're sitting underneath it or, yeah, I don't think I've had anybody ever surprised. I think what they're surprised about is the clarity that comes with the sessions and the lightness they feel afterward, and just like releasing that and being able to hold it and like process it and, you know, just form a different belief from that. They don't have to carry such that heavy feeling that trauma leaves inside of you. It almost like it like helps them release that. And I think that's what they're surprised about, was that, oh, that's what I've been avoiding. And when you have somebody to hold that space for you and guide you and teach you how to find safety within yourself and empower you, I think that's what's so like,
People don't
like.
realize like how much pain they're living in because that's their baseline, and they don't. So when you're able to take that and lift it in some way or show them how they can lift it themselves, and then they see, oh wait, what? This is the life I've been missing. This is, I didn't realize how heavy it was because it's just been what your normal was. That's all you've known for so many years. So yeah, that totally makes sense about how surprising it can be to see, what life could and should be like without carrying the weight of all of the trauma.
Yeah, it's empowering. It's so beautiful. I just wish this for everybody. This is why I do the work I do.
Just leading into my next question I was going to ask you is what is one of the things that brings you the most joy in terms of the work that you do with your clients?
Just them realizing, I think, that they could do it, that they have it in them. That there's a light in there, no matter how dim sometimes it may seem. And when you find somebody that can like reflect that back to you and help it grow inside of you, I just watching that transformation is like everything. Like it's so beautiful. Like,
You're literally changing lives, and that's like such a gift to be able to do that, to, as you said, mirror back the light that you see, because it's so hard when we're in it and experiencing all the ick to see the light, and it's such a gift that you're able to do to give that and to shine that back and to then see the light grow. And because there's going to be a ripple effect too on them. It's because when you impact one life, you are impacting their family, their friendships, their employment situation, maybe their neighborhood. You don't know the impact that you're going to have by helping each person that you do with lifting the burden that they've been carrying with the trauma. And it's such a truly beautiful thing that you're able to do.
yeah, no, it is. And it's why I continue to do this work and like really believe in it. I think we all have just so much potential, and life is, it's gonna throw things at us, and you know, you can't ignore the gravity of some of the things that people go through. But to be able to find yourself out of that and believe in yourself, and then to go on and live a fulfilling life is just, it's a gift, like you said. And you're not just impacting them, just as trauma, it's here, but it spreads, right? And it could impact relationships negatively, when you heal that, it also impacts relationships positively. So I think that's really important for people to hold on to.
And also not just impacting like the horizontal plane of time, but the linear time, because you're impacting generations. Because if we have a mother, for example, who is, has this unresolved trauma and then is raising a family and yelling at her kid who spilled the milk on the counter or snapping at the husband, it's just it lives on in the next generation if we don't take care of it within ourselves. And so it's a gift to future generations to care for yourself. And truly that caring for yourself is the greatest act of love that you can give to other people.
Yes, fully agree. Beautifully stated. Thank you.
Oh, of course. So I'm wondering if, I know we're getting close on time here, and I was hoping that you could share maybe one tangible strategy that a listener can use if they are wanting to be able to feel more grounded in themselves or be able to do some of the embodied work practices that you teach your clients. Do you have any just like beginners tangible sorts of exercises that we could try?
Yeah, well, what helped me, so I talked about that creating that pause,
Yes.
right? That's super important if you have that trauma, because what's happening is like you're getting triggered, and then your nervous system is saying, please protect me. And then you just react, right? Out of like fear and just wanting to, protect yourself and whatever you're scared of happening. So, really, getting that pause down, what helped, I know a lot of when we have these racing thoughts, it's hard to sit, right? And like a lot of people have a really hard time with meditation and things like that, but just starting out slow. If you can do somatic meditation, I started using an app 2 years ago that just helped me. Like, I probably wouldn't have like been able to do what I did in 2 years because I had so much trauma in me, not just from my childhood that was coming up, but from vicarious trauma because of the work I did. So all of those emotions were flooding me too at once, which was very intense. But learning to sit and just like be with your emotion is okay, and you don't have to process it fully. You just have to kind of pause, learn to pause and place your hand over your heart. Take a breath, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I think a lot of people forget that our breath will always ground us, right?
Right. And people hold
And
their breath when they're in the moment. They literally forget to breathe.
yeah, I know. Yes. I've forgotten to breathe. I remember I've been on like tables before, massage tables, when they're like releasing stuff or like in a doctor's office. I always remember them saying, remember to breathe. I'm like, I'm not. Like, you don't even realize it when it's happening, when you're scared of like something or bracing for something. But yes, you don't, yes, just ground yourself. You can like feel your feet on the floor. Like I said, put your hand over your heart, take a deep breath, and just pause. That's
That's
where you
so
start. That's where you
important.
start. Yeah.
So important. And I love what you said too about like n not trying to like shoo the emotion away, because I think a lot of people, and we're all guilty of it at different times, we're like, oh, this is an unpleasant emotion. I don't want to feel this, so I'm just either going to ignore it, distract it, numb it, whatever it is. But it's, I would say, impossible. If not, you can't have true healing unless you allow yourself to really feel the different emotions, because that's how we process the emotions, is by feeling them. We can't process them if we don't allow ourselves to sit in the emotion and to feel it. And I like the suggestion of putting your hand over your heart because that is such a gentle reminder and it's soothing to yourself to tell you you're safe. You're held in a safe space. You are loved. You know, if you're doing some inner work with yourself, like knowing that you have your own back and you're going to protect yourself and you're going to hold yourself safe. So feel that emotion. Let it work through your body and it's not going to last forever. You know, that's another thing. I think people worry, like, if I start crying, I'm never going to stop crying and it's going to be awful. Like, no, there's a start and an end, and you won't
You
have
will
the same.
stop crying. Yeah, you will stop crying. Trust me. I cried intermittently for almost a year. And that was not only because of my trauma. I was processing a lot of people's trauma that I didn't have the opportunity to, because my work was so just intense. Like you never had a time to pause. And you do, and it releases, and then you feel lighter because you're letting that go. And it doesn't have to be so intense. I think people get a little bit, fearful or like you said, like they're not gonna stop or it's gonna like unleash something. It's at your capacity, and you'll know your capacity. And yeah, there's always grounding, and if you can't, hold those emotions for yourself. That's why there's people that are trained and capable to help you through that and to co-regulate with you and to create that safe space for you. So just as a reminder, you don't have to do that alone either.
Like anything else, it is a skill. And if you don't know how to do it, don't be mad at yourself for not knowing how to do it. You can get the help to learn how to do it, and then you'll be able to eventually know that you are empowered to do this on your own. And to that end, listening to your conversation right now, if people are listening and interested in connecting with you or learning more about anything that you have out there, how can they find you? And I will include anything in the show notes as well.
So I do have a group. It's called Building Healthy Relationships from Disconnection to Deep Connection. I'm in there at least a few times a week giving like very simple things that you can do to step out of your comfort zone a little bit with your partner and kind of repair just simple reminders. So it's not going to be like here, like, how you heal. Well, I guess it is because you're healing like little steps at a time, which is how you need to heal. But it's very simple stuff that you can do. And yeah, so join the group. That's on Facebook. And I'm also on Instagram, Julie Mady Coaching. And then I also have a Facebook business page, Julie Mady Coaching. So that's kind of how you can find me on all my social media platforms. Just search my name.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And I will absolutely link all of that right up in the show notes to make it super easy. And I love that in your Facebook group that you give like really simple strategies because I think like that is really accessible and approachable and not scary like for people wanting to start out in this. So I would highly encourage anybody listening that this is resonating with to go ahead and join that group.
Yeah. And then I also have my program that I created for couples, teaching them how to build up their emotional capacity and learn all the skills. Like you said, it is a skill, right? Being able to actively listen, being able to feel your emotions, emotionally regulating, learning to be vulnerable. These are all skills that people can learn. So I created a program that's very simple to follow, but also very deep. Like you're going to process stuff, but also like routines you can do in your everyday life, just fitting in, certain aspects of healing that a lot of people don't think about. And that, but really help, and you need them. So just I created a whole program for couples to be able to do that in their relationship together. So
That sounds amazing. So, if anybody listening is wanting to learn more, definitely reach out to Julie. Julie Mady, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being on the show today. I have enjoyed this conversation so much, and I am so inspired by the work that you're doing in helping other people. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This conversation with Julie has been such a powerful reminder of the importance of healing, connection, and creating deeper relationships with ourselves and our partners. If you are listening and feeling inspired to take action on your own journey toward healing and fulfillment, I want to invite you to join my Rediscovering You coaching program. This 12-week journey is designed to support you in breaking free from the emotional barriers that are holding you back, helping you reconnect with your true purpose and empowering you to step into a life that aligns with your authentic self. If you are ready to create lasting change, I would love to work with you. You can learn more and sign up through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, you are worthy of the love, connection, and success you desire. See you next time.